This is Hereafter, and I'm your host, Megan Devine, author of the best-selling book, It's Okay That You're Not Okay. We've got a bonus episode for you this week, coming up right after this break.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless, from the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic. I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends. This week on Hereafter, a bonus episode from my guest, Stephanie Fu, author of the best-selling book, What My Bones Know. If you heard our main episode this week, you might have noticed that Stephanie and I referenced trees and plants and climate change in our goodbye wrap-up section. So what the heck were we talking about? Well, one of the ways Stephanie manages her anxiety and anger about climate change, really the climate emergency, is by working directly with the natural world. She literally works for the trees. It's part of how she has hope for the world right now. And hope for the world to come. Our conversation about trauma work, climate change, and working with the trees was too good to leave behind. Now, there's no real segue here since we clipped it from the main show, so we're just going to dive into it. Here it is. Stephanie Fu and me on dealing with climate anxiety by working with the trees. I hope you enjoy it. And you know, I also hope it gives you some ideas for finding your own hope in a rapidly changing world. I love this tack, and I think this is actually a good time to, as we're already talking about hope, like, can we talk about your hopeful work in the face of the climate emergency? Because this is super relevant to what we were just talking about.
Sure.
And it comes back to agency, too.
Yeah.
Something that I mention a lot is like, when you're feeling overwhelmed, this is terrible, whatever, whether that's personally or collectively, like action is the antidote to overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what the action is, but like action, some kind of agency is that antidote to being flooded by overwhelm. So can you tell folks, we'll link to the article that you talk about how you landed in Central Park, but, or Forest Park, sorry. But tell me that story.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Well, my action is relatively small, but I think it's really important. I kill plants. So, you know, I'm an immigrant, you're an immigrant, we're all immigrants. And, you know, Robin Wall Kimmerer writes about being a good immigrant, basically. Like, are you coming here and respecting the land and trying to make things better here for other people? Or are you just kind of like draining resources and not being respectful of the gifts that, you know, America, that this continent has to give? And it's the same for plants. They are good immigrant plants that, you know, get along well with the native plants and have actually some beneficial qualities. And then there's the bad immigrant plants that are invasive plants that kill a lot of native plants, that destroy ecosystems, and like destroying many trees that would otherwise provide us with oxygen and shade and joy. And so I help young trees by killing those invasive plants. And so I just go into Forest Park with a set of clippers and I do a lot of yanking and snipping and untangling, like strangling vines from basically baby trees. And I can say, okay, hey, baby walnut, or hey, baby maple, or whatever it is, and save them and be like, okay, I hope that that's better for you. And I hope that you grow into a big ass tree that, you know, can remove tremendous amounts of toxins from the air and provide us with a happier, healthier place to live. And it's very small scale, obviously. Like maybe I save, I don't know, like 100 trees a year, maybe. But if all of us did something like that, if we all had like a relationship with nature around us where we did some sort of tiny conservation effort, whether it's like frogs or trees or whatever, I think there would be real significant change. And even sort of getting in this mindset where I have a relationship with trees and like and the like has allowed me to, you know, cut back on consumption, be much more aware, give more to your environmental charities. Just have a relationship with the non-human world, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I recommend it for everyone. Go become a park steward at your local park.
Yeah. Or plant trees. Lots of, I know here in LA where I live, there are Friends of Trees, right? Where they go out and plant street trees and tend to them and all of those things. There are so, it's so easy to look at the world and think like we're screwed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the hope, I share this hope with you, like the hope here is about small acts, right? Mm-hmm. When everything seems really overwhelming, whether that is in your emotional world or in the physical world or relationally, like the agency and the hope there is like what one action moves things in a different direction than despair and giving up. Right. Because there aren't always just those two options, like we're all screwed or nothing is wrong. Like neither of those two options are really going to serve us. So I love that. And as a plant person, I super love it.
Mm-hmm. I think working in the park has been really helpful for my trauma as well, because it gets me really grounded. It gets me out of my head and working with my hands and with my eyes and the sights and smells of the dirt. The dirt actually has bacteria and compounds in it that kind of act like Prozac and literally make you happier. And also, I think having friendships and relationships with the non-human world is really important because, yeah, humans can be kind of scary and let you down and be intense. But like trees are some of my most stable friends. Yeah. I think it's nice to have like a relationship with the trees on your block and be like, hey there, old guy, good to see you.
Yeah, old trees always make me think about time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really nerd out on that stuff. When I go to a city, I like try to use my thumb and blot out the city to see like what did this look like before this happened. Mm-hmm. Right? And trees are witnesses to that.
Absolutely. They are the great weatherers of trauma. Mm-hmm. They are the great survivors, and we can learn a lot from them.
Yeah. And they don't care if you're crying.
They do not give a shit if you're crying.
They don't. They don't care if you're in a bad mood. They don't care if you're crying. They are like the original accepting force. They're just trees, yeah, being trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you want to tell us how today's show felt for you, or you have a request or a question for upcoming explorations of difficult things, give us a call at 323-643-3768 and leave a voicemail. If you missed it, you can find the number in the show notes or visit megandevine.co. If you'd rather send an email, you can do that too, right on the website, megandevine.co. We want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. This show, this world, needs your voice. Together we can make things better, even when they can't be made right. You know how most people are going to scan through their podcast app looking for a new thing to listen to? They're going to see the show description for Hereafter and think, I don't want to listen to difficult things, even if super cool people are talking about them. Well, that's where you come in. Your reviews of the show let people know it really isn't all that bad in here. We talk about heavy stuff, yes, but it's in the service of making things better for everyone. So everyone needs to listen. Spread the word in your friend groups, your professional circles, on social media, and click through to leave a review. Subscribe to the show, download episodes, and keep on listening, friends. Want more Hereafter? Grief education doesn't just belong to end-of-life issues. As my dad says, daily life is full of everyday grief that we don't call grief. From daily disappointments right up through those losses that rearrange the world, grief is everywhere. Learning how to talk about all that without cliches or platitudes or dismissive, accidentally on purpose rude statements, well, that's an important skill for everybody. Find tip sheets, trainings, professional resources, and my best-selling book, It's Okay That You're Not Okay, plus the guided journal for grief at megandevine.co. Hereafter with Megan Devine is written and produced by me. You guessed it, Megan Devine. Executive producer is Amy Brown. Co-produced by Elizabeth Fazio. Logistical and social media support from Micah. And edited by Houston Tilly. Music provided by Wavecrush. And occasional background noise from the air conditioning that I almost always forget to turn off.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.